Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, welcome to Brooke's Babbles, the podcast where storytelling meets soul. I'm Brooke, the babbling one to be exact, a marketing consultant and mom running a business while trying to make the most of life's moments. I believe in spreading light, love, and laughter while providing an outlet for storytelling for myself and others. Hey guys, and welcome to this episode called The Butterfly Effect. Now, if you guys know anything about me, I love butterflies, and actually, my big sister, Sissy, as I call her, wanted to name me Butterfly when I was born, despite informing my mom that she wanted a baby snake instead of a baby brother or sister when she first found out about my existence. But anyway, she came around and by the time I was born and wanted to name me Butterfly, and I really want to talk about the butterfly effect today. And my philosophy is that we're all connected in many different ways. And the butterfly effect is the concept in chaos theory where a small change in initial conditions can lead to large unpredictable variations in a system's future state. So that's the word for word exact definition of the phenomena. But in simpler terms, a small event like a butterfly flapping its wings can theoretically set off a chain of events that results in a major outcome, such as a hurricane on the other side of the world. And it's not a literal cause and effect relationship, but an illustration of how sensitive many systems are due to their starting conditions. So, why am I talking about butterflies and the butterfly effect? Well, I believe that, like I said, we all have an impact on each other. So this week has been chaotic. This past week has been chaotic for me, to say the least, and my family. So my grandma was rushed to the hospital last week because her blood oxygen saturation levels were at 40. And she is 85 years old. She has breast cancer, a lot of health issues going on. And so she went to the hospital and we discovered that she has blood clots in her lungs caused by her breast cancer. She's doing okay. She's now out of the hospital in a short-term care facility before she transitions back home. But all of that to say, because that happened with my grandma, she's at the hospital. I took my son to go see her and my sister and my niece were leaving the hospital. And my son wanted to walk them out. And at this particular hospital, they give stuffed animals out to the kids that come in to visit. And so my son wanted to get his cousin a stuffed animal. And so he goes up to the front desk and he asks to get my niece a matching stuffed animal. They both got reindeers, very adorable. And as he's back behind the desk with the front desk lady picking out his cousin's stuffed animal, I scooted to the side because there was a man behind me and he needed to talk to the people at the front desk. And this man spoke to the people at the front desk and said, "I'm a Lyft driver and I believe my passenger is suicidal. How can I get him the help that he needs?" And it really hit me in my heart in the best way because this wasn't a friend, this wasn't a family member, this was simply a man, a Lyft driver, who happened to have this particular passenger in his car at this particular time and essentially helped to save his life. I mean, how many strangers would go out of their way to get somebody the help that they need? And it just really touched my heart. And my sister walked out of the hospital a couple minutes later and the Lyft driver had already gone back out there, and he got his passenger a wheelchair. And my sister said that she saw the Lyft driver hugging his passenger, and they just shared this beautiful hug. And the Lyft driver told him that he cared about him. And then the man got into the wheelchair, and the Lyft driver wheeled him back into the ER to get the help that he needed, because he was going through a really hard time, it sounds like, and felt like nobody cared about him. And so the spark that I want to leave in your heart today is that most people are good. Most people are good. I think that nowadays it's easy to get sucked into the negativity and the darkness because it's everywhere. On the news, on social media, we're bombarded with it constantly. And I just want this to be a reminder that most people are good. And I want this also to be an inspiration to all my listeners of how can you be somebody that somebody else needs today? Even if it's a small gesture, like holding a door for somebody, or giving a compliment, speaking your mind. I mean, how often are we out and about and we see somebody's shoes that we really like? Do we say it? Do we say that out loud and help to brighten that person's day? Or do we let our insecurity or the fear of coming across as awkward or weird get in the way? But think about how you feel when somebody compliments you or somebody goes out of their way to offer to help you with something. And spread that light, happy, joyful feeling to somebody else today. If we just stop and look around, we would see so much more beauty than what is in our phones, what is in our screens, on our social media. So be a good person today. Be the person that somebody else needs. All it takes is one match to spark a flame, and together we can light the world on fire. Make sure to subscribe for more sparks to light up your life, and stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining me today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.